We've now come to that point in the service where it's time for a bit of audience participation. So what I'd like to do to begin with is to move around from our places and go and say hello to each other and share a sign of peace with each other. And it doesn't matter whether you want to shake hands, wave to people, high five, hug them, but I just want you to go around, say hello and share a sign of peace. Okay, great. Hopefully everyone's had a chance to get around to most other people. So when we said hello to everyone and shared those signs of peace with each other, we used our hands a lot to do that, whether we were shaking hands, high-fiving, fist-bumping. I want to ask you, what kind of things have you been using your hands to do this week? Typing, so a lot of people, driving.
Bell ringing.
I bet no one else could say that. Mouse clicking.
Using the till.
So a lot of people have been at work using their hands to work. I have to confess that I've been on holiday this week, so I haven't used my hands much. Drinking, not me. Eating, so lots of important things and lots of work that different people have been doing. And we do a lot of different things with our hands. And with our hands, we can bring transformation to the area around us, to people around us. And when we work together, we can come together to bring even more transformation. And a community like ours can be transformed when people combine and work together. Because as they say, many hands make light work. And when we shared the peace, we used our hands as a touch of peace with each other. We showed that we're a community, we show acceptance of each other, and we welcome each other. And a bit later on in the service, we're going to hear a reading from John's Gospel, where we look at another touch of peace. And we're going to look at how Jesus can transform our lives and how we can help bring transformation in Christ's name.